That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. This memorable phrase, uttered by Neil Armstrong, the first person to set foot on the moon, was spoken on July 20th, 1969, 50 years ago, this month. It was an historic moment when human beings broke free from Earth's gravity and stood upon an object in space, not our own. Broadcast live from the surface of the moon, the entire Earth watched as Armstrong tentatively stepped off the LEM onto the lunar surface, uncertain of the ground beneath his feet. Certainly, one of the most significant events of the last century, indelibly etched onto the memories of those who watched the images appear on their screen and saw images splashed across newspapers and magazines around the world. And 50 years later, movies now immortalize those events. And while that first step by that first man was heart-stopping, the words that President John F. Kennedy spoke some 7 years earlier that sent us as a nation on that journey were inspiring, majestic, and uplifting. On a hot fall day at Rice University, Kennedy said, "We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard, because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills." Those words challenged a nation to accept a task that was hard, difficult, fraught with problems yet unsolved. He urged a nation not to shy away from the difficulties, but to embrace them. For doing that which is hard would help us to measure ourselves and to see the best within us. Too often, it seems, we take the path of least resistance. We avoid that which is difficult out of fear of failure, unwilling to try, and thus we take timid sips from the known and certain. Though Kennedy's words were a call to action to a nation to land on the moon within a decade, it remains for all of us a challenge to take risk, to engage in difficult work that stretches our intellect, and in doing so, we measure ourselves and come to see the best within us. As we celebrate this 4th of July in the United States of America, let us find the vision once more of a nation willing to accept challenge and engage in difficult tasks, with a vision that is bold and powerful, a vision that points us to the future rather than the past. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.